As we heard this morning in our first reading from the book of Exodus, the Israelites had truly tested God's limit. God is poised and ready to let loose a wrath of unknown and terrible might upon the Israelites, for they have done their worst, making themselves an idol of gold, a false god, worshiping it, praising it, all the while forgetting all that the one true God had done for them. Remember the first commandment God declares, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods beside me. But even with such an atrocious affront made against God, God relents, God forgives. Moses, that great intercessor for sinners, implores the Lord, and God in his compassion bestows his love once again on his people. What great love God has. In his great love, God will always have mercy on the sinner who repents. Look at the Apostle Paul, who in his letter to his good friend Timothy confesses, I was once a blasphemer and persecutor. Of sinners, I was foremost a sinner, yet was mercifully treated. The grace of God is truly abundant, along with the faith and love that comes to us in Christ Jesus. For God has reconciled the whole world to himself in and through his Son, and has entrusted to us, his church, this message of reconciling love. How amazing is God's love for his people. So it is now up to us, my sisters and brothers, to go forth like Paul and Moses and share the good news of hope, forgiveness, and love, to go forth to declare to all the world that God is love, an immeasurable love, through which comes infinite mercy and forgiveness. All we need to do, as the psalmist said, is to cry out to God and ask for mercy. Have mercy on us, O God, in your goodness, and your greatness, in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. As it was to the Israelites, as well as to Paul, as it was to the prodigal son, so too it will be with us. Namely, that God's wrath will relent and give way to an abundance of mercy and love. Of this we can be sure, for the one who intercedes for us is none other than our brother and Savior, Jesus Christ. So whenever we find ourselves forsaken or alone, whenever we are lost, whenever we feel as though the wrongs that we have done are far too great for us to enter to ever return, God, our loving Father, sits on his porch, waiting, longing to see us, to return, to run to us, for God forgives us and loves us. May we who receive such mercy and love, such forgiveness, extend that same mercy, love, and forgiveness to those around us who need it. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.